The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neil Clinic Chiropractor.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
News Radio 1620, informative, local, dependable. I'm Meg here with Pep Talk, and very excited to have Dr. Ben McMillan here with us from Neil Clinic this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Meg. Thank you for having me on this morning. I'm excited to be here. Always fun being down in the studio with the Pensacola Expert panel. And like Meg said, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm a chiropractor, and I own the Neil Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. If you don't know where we're located, we are on Creighton Road, right across the street from the Walmart. And I've got a few things on my mind to talk about today. We're going to start top down. I'm going to start by discussing frequent headaches and how that's often linked to spinal misalignments, the straining of the muscles in the neck and upper back, and then really how chiropractic adjustments are able to restore that joint mobility, reduce your muscle tension, and really alleviate those headaches that you're having. So if you're listening this morning and you're one of those people that has a headache or two or three every week, definitely pay attention this morning. I've got some good information for you. We're going to work our way down the spine. We're going to talk mid-back, how tension in this area is oftentimes related to, hey, I'm just stressed. I'm a little overworked. I'm tired. And how that stress is often, you know, being misrepresented as joint misalignment, as stress and not that joint misalignment that it's caused by. You know, that joint dysfunction is a big contributor to these symptoms, and these patients get a lot of relief from those symptoms after their spinal adjustments. They just get up off of the table, and the sigh of relief they have after that is incredible every time. We're going to finish with lower back pain and discuss how sciatic pain, you know, that pain that travels down your leg, how it's related to your lumbar spine and the nerves that exit out of your lower back. I also want to get to one important question that I get asked all the time. It's often the second question people ask me after, hey, can chiropractic care help with fill in the blank? Their next question is one that almost everybody asks. So I'll get to that in just a minute. But first, I wanted to open up the text lines to questions you may have about chiropractic care. If you're tuned in and listening with us this morning, Meg, what's the number that they can text those questions into?
Give us a call or text us at 850-437-1620.
It's always fun being up here and seeing what you guys have on your mind, questions that you've always wanted to ask a chiropractor but maybe never had the chance. Send those in. Meg and I will get to as many of those as we can talk about this morning. All right, so let's get started. Headaches. Meg, are you a headache person? You get frequent headaches, or are you one of the fortunate ones like myself that don't really have a lot of that?
There was a time that I did get a lot of headaches, and Okay. Now what's interesting to me, and I talk to friends about it, a lot of people I know get headaches in the afternoon, a lot of my female friends,
yeah,
sort of late in the afternoon, and I never know if it's a low blood sugar thing, it's a stress thing, but for me, the stress in my shoulders,
yeah,
then it goes right up the back of my head.
So the timing of headaches is actually very interesting as well, because again, you'll fall into one or two categories. Very rarely is it I get them randomly. I have them morning, afternoon, night. Most people will fall into the, hey, I'm waking up every morning with a headache. Or, like Meg was saying, it's the late afternoon. And we'll kind of talk about what could be causing either of those. But those headaches and migraines, they can be caused by different factors, right? It can be tension in the neck. It can be poor posture. Those things are often some of the main culprits, right? If you're getting them at the end of the day, that's probably one of them. It's these muscles that we start out, we sit down for work in the morning and we're in a good posture. We're not really stressed out yet, right? Nothing really is too crazy. Yeah, exactly. That Meg's got our shoulders shrugged up and we don't really have too much going on initially. And then as the day goes on, more stress gets added. Our muscles fatigue out and we don't hold ourselves in that posture that we know we should. We kind of get in that slouched over position, our heads down and forward. That posture puts a lot of strain on the muscles and joints up in your neck. And that is one thing, those everyday habits, that prolonged screen time can really be a big cause of some of these headaches. Sleeping posture. If you're in some funky position when you sleep, I know we've talked about sleeping positions on the show before, but that's one that if you're sleeping in a weird position every single night, that can be causing you to wake up with those headaches. I'm talking to everybody out there that sleeps face down on their stomach, right? If you're a stomach sleeper, you have to turn your head left or right or straight ahead to be able to breathe, right? You can't just put your face down in the pillow and get a good night's rest. You've got to turn it to one side, and hopefully you're getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep. And if you're in that position with your head rotated one direction all night long, that's going to cause some problems over time. That's a big repetitive stress.
Doctor, we do have a question on our text line. It says here, my wife has headaches regularly. We go to the chiropractor, and they adjust the neck, but the headaches always come back after a few months. Is that an issue?
Well, I'd want to know how frequently are they going. What kind of work does this patient's wife do? Are they somebody that has a lot of screen time? One of the things I was going to talk about with Meg's headaches, end of the day, have they had their vision checked? Strain on the eye muscles and prolonged screen time is a big one, right? If this patient is a primary PE teacher where she's outside, she's active, that's a completely different scenario than somebody that is a data analyst that's looking at a computer sitting down at a desk 8 hours a day. So there's a little bit more to it than we can diagnose right over the radio. But the thing to note there is, goes to the chiropractor, is good for a few months. That's the difference between those people that are getting headaches once, twice, three, four times a week, and the people that are going to get those adjustments. If you're going a few times a year to the chiropractor and getting months of relief, that's fantastic. The goal with most of these treatment plans, when we get you into that kind of pattern where you're getting months of relief, is can we time it out to where you're not getting the symptoms and we come in prior to those headaches returning? So most of the time, that's just a timing thing. If they haven't discussed ergonomics, if they haven't discussed, you know, are you hydrating well? Is this a blood sugar? I mean, there's a couple things that can cause headaches that are outside of the chiropractic realm with joint dysfunction. But the majority of the time, if they're these chronic headaches, there's definitely some joint and muscle involvement. And those are issues that your chiropractor can help with. And it sounds like she's gotten some pretty good relief from them.
There is a follow-up from this patient. So we have, says, my wife is a preschool teacher, an office worker. She works in the office 3 days a week, and then she does substitute teaching at other jobs, and assistant jobs.
I couldn't have guessed that any better. Are you kidding me? elementary education and office worker. Boy, I really, I'm channeling
it
there.
That's a good combo for a headache, don't you think?
I mean, that's a great, you know, lifestyle change. She's able to be up and move around as the primary educator, and then in the desk work, making sure that you're taking breaks. I talk a lot about ergonomic training, making sure that computer monitor is eye level. You know, I'm 6'3", I'm kind of tall. I need those monitors higher. Meg, if she and I work at the same desk and we show up for the same job, they're giving us the same computer chair, the same desk. We need a different setup. I mean, she's a little shorter than I am, and that's how we have to look at these things, is on an individual basis. What are you doing on your daily activities, like those repetitive strains? If you have a document that you're doing data analytics or data entry and you're looking down at it and then looking up at the computer screen, looking down, and you do that 8 hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week, we're going to have some issues in the neck. So making sure that we get those papers up high, they have attachments that attach to the computer monitors so we can look straight ahead instead of having to constantly have our chins to our chest looking down. Between our cell phones and, you know, the rest of technology that we have, tablets, we spend enough time looking down. We need to really bring those eyes up and make sure we're trying to look straight ahead as often as we can.
Such a great suggestion, too. And taking breaks. I know when I'm on the computer, I have a tendency to get caught up in the work. I'm not paying attention to my body. And then about a half hour into it, I feel my neck is hurting, my shoulders, and I'm just completely tense. And I'm not just completely ignoring my own body.
Our muscles fatigue out, and we're, as humans, we're task-oriented people, right? We sit down and we want to finish the task all in one sitting. That's just not a realistic expectation, and all of us know that with different tasks, right? Meg, you could probably go out for a nice mile walk, no problem. But if I tell you to go out for a 100-mile walk, you'd say, no, I'm out on that. I don't think my body could do that right now. Well, we don't take that into consideration when we say, hey, can you hold this posture sitting at a computer chair the right way for 4 hours? We just sit down and say, hey, I got about a 4-hour project. Let me try and knock this out so I can get on to something else. The taking a break every 20 minutes for 30 seconds isn't going to add that much time onto the end of the project, but your body's going to be so much better off. And again, think about the long term. Let's extrapolate that out over an entire career. That's a lot of hours, a lot of days, a lot of weeks spent in the wrong position. And that's how this arthritic cycle begins. And that's why so many people end up with these chronic headaches. And headaches is another weird one where I, for whatever reason, people don't associate that with chiropractic care. A lot of times patients will come in and I'll be treating, they'll tell me, hey, I've got this neck pain or I've got this mid back pain. And I'll ask them, I'll say, hey, do you ever get headaches? And they say, oh, I get the usual headaches. And I say, usual headaches, huh? What is a normal headache? Because headaches are not, you should not normally be having headaches. Having a headache is a sign that there's something going on in your body, the joints, the muscles, the nerves, the blood sugar. There's something happening that's causing a response in your body to say, hey, we've got pain in this area. That's like that warning light on your dashboard that beeps and says, you know, check the engine. That check engine light is on. That's what that headache is saying to me when you're telling me, hey, I'm getting these headaches. And the people that get the normal headaches that are having them, you know, 3-4 times a week, that's definitely not normal. You definitely need to be looking into what is causing these. Why am I having these? Because if you haven't consulted a chiropractor and you're having that many headaches a week, wouldn't it be a whole lot better if you didn't? Call your chiropractor. If you don't have a chiropractor, call the Neil Clinic. I'll sit down with you and we'll talk about what your symptoms are. If it's something I think chiropractic care can help, if it's something that you just need to go see an eye doctor, and maybe you need a new glasses prescription, we'll get you headed in the right direction, but do something. Don't just say, hey, those are normal headaches, because that's definitely not the case.
If you're just joining us this morning, we're talking with Dr. Ben McMillan with Neil Clinic, and we are talking about headaches. And if you have something you would like to ask Dr. McMillan about, feel free to text us at 850-437-1620.
So if you do have headaches and you say, okay, I'm finally ready to do something about it, what is it the chiropractors exactly are going to do that can help? Aside from the ergonomic training, like what do chiropractors do that can help with headaches? Well, we're going to work with the tight muscles in your neck and the joints. All of our skeletal muscles are attached to bones. So if you're having a tight muscle, it's attached to a muscle. The muscle is attached to a bone with a tendon. So it's going to pull on that bone. And a lot of times those bones have joints that are right next to them, where two bones align. That's how we get a joint. And when you're getting those tight muscles that are pulling the joints out of alignment, it can restrict all sorts of things. It can restrict blood flow. It can press on nerves. And that's how we end up with these painful symptoms. That's how we end up with numbness or tingling coming down your arm. That's how you end up with these headaches so frequently, is nerves are often affected that send a signal back to your brain that say, hey, we've got a problem here that we need addressed. And that's that sensory output that your body's getting, you know, where you're saying, hey, something's going on here. Again, that warning light on your dashboard. And that's what chiropractic care corrects. We're going to correct that joint misalignment. We're going to make sure the joints are moving properly, that there's no pressure on those nerves. And then we're going to make sure that the muscles are also alleviating that tension, that repetitive strain on them. We'll talk about ergonomic alignment. We'll talk about sleeping positions. There's a few things that I need your help with outside of the clinic that will really help me improve your outcome and improve how well these alignments are holding. Because you can come into the clinic and I can adjust your neck, but if you go right back to work and you spend the next 6 hours looking straight down at your phone or at a paper, it's going to take a lot longer for me to correct that issue than if we can get those ergonomic setups in order so those adjustments are significantly more effective. It's one of the most rewarding things too when patients come in and I ask them, you know, hey, are you having any headaches? I know the neck pain's coming down, and we talked about headaches a visit ago. How are they doing? And then they say, you know, I used to have a lot of headaches and I really don't get them anymore. The smile on their face when they have to try and think back and remember to the last time when they had the headache is always such a rewarding experience, because that's really what I love about what I do, getting to help patients in our area feel better and not have that normal headache that they came in with and didn't even know was a chiropractic issue. Now, as we start to work down the spine, like Meg was doing earlier, that shoulder tension where your shoulders raise up towards your ears, those upper traps, that's the next area that I want to talk about, where a lot of times people associate that with a stress response, right? This is a big one coming up around holiday times, right? The cleaning, the family coming over, everybody gets a little more tense. It's a great time to celebrate, but there's some stress involved in it as well.
No, really?
I see it all that, you know, I really thought it would be a less busy time in the clinic, but holiday times is extremely busy just because that is, can be stressful for a lot of people. And when you hold those shoulders up high and those muscles around your upper neck and back, they get tight, they get shortened. they don't let those joints relax. Again, those muscles are attached to the joints in your neck and upper back, and they just continually pull and pull. It'll feel like your neck doesn't have the same range of motion. You know, when you're getting the car and start driving around, you can't look over your left shoulder and right shoulder to see who's coming. You've got to kind of turn your whole body. Well, that becomes inconvenient. That's a big one that people come in with, and they tell me, hey, I was driving the other day, and I felt like I couldn't turn my neck all the way, and I just feel like I've been so stressed. And the amount of relief that those patients get after that joint manipulation, after we get those joints moving in their back that kind of calms all those muscles down, is incredible. I mean, just the sigh of relief they get and just lay on the table for a second after that adjustment is always such a good feeling for them. And that's one of the other things about chiropractic care is the joints and muscles are so interconnected. It's really difficult to treat one and not the other. So we're going to teach you some stretches. We're going to teach you some exercises that are going to help with this stuff. But if we're not also addressing that joint, it's really not quite as effective. And chiropractic care, massage therapy, exercise all work so well hand in hand with each other that that's really the treatment plan that I get the best results with. And that's why we spend so much time at the Neil Clinic with patient education. Now, I know I want to get into low back and sciatic pain, but I want to talk about this this question that I get asked almost every time I talk with, you know, as soon as people find out I'm a chiropractor, you know, at dinner events, social networking things, all that stuff, they like to ask questions, right? Can chiropractic care help with this? So I had this problem. Is this something chiropractic can deal with? Sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no. But the follow-up question with that is almost always, will my insurance cover chiropractic care? And the answer to that is almost always a yes. Most major medical insurance companies cover chiropractic care. Now, even Medicare, who is notorious for its limited coverage options, will cover chiropractic adjustments. And I'm in network with tons of different insurance policies. Now, with that being said, every big insurance company, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, United Healthcare, Aetna, I mean, all of the big ones, they have hundreds, if not thousands, of different plans. So just because I'm in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield doesn't mean that you have the same benefits as your neighbor or your friend who goes to a chiropractor. They're probably going to be slightly different. But at the Neil Clinic, again, I'm very invested and involved in patient education. That's why I love coming up here to the Pensacola Expert Panel and doing these radio shows. That's why we spend so much time in the consultation room during that initial exam and your first visit to see what your symptoms are, because it's important to me that you understand what's going on in your body and how chiropractic care can help fix it. Or if chiropractic care isn't the answer, what other type of doctor I'm going to refer you to that can help with it. And so that's also what we do when we handle insurance and billing. You know, we believe in understanding that financial obligation in relation to your insurance coverage is just as important as understanding what's going on in your body. And we've got a great team that will help explain your coverage to you before you incur any costs at our clinic. Desiree does a great job looking up these benefits. She spends hours every week calling these insurance companies, which is one of the hardest parts of our industry, by the way, is dealing with those insurance companies. But that way, she's able to make sure she knows exactly what your benefit coverage is. All you have to do is fill out the new patient forms online before your appointment. It's really that easy. NeilClinic.com. There's a tab that says new patients. If you've been involved in an auto accident, there's one set of forms. If you're not involved in an auto accident, it's another one, because I don't need to know about you being hit in a car if you weren't involved in the car accident. Fill those out, include your insurance coverage. We'll look all that stuff up before you come in for your appointment. Now, there was one really important thing I want to touch on this. I know I've talked about it in the past, but I don't think it's come up in a while, and I just dealt with it this past week, so I want to make sure that I discussed it today. It involves being involved in an auto accident. If you've been injured in a car accident in the state of Florida, your auto insurance policy has coverage to pay for the cost of your medical bills. But just like insurance companies do, they built in a loophole with this stuff. And that's the way insurance companies work all the time, right? If your house is damaged during a hurricane and it got wet on the inside, well, they say it's wind damage. If it's wind and blows the roof off, they say it's water damage. They just always seem to have these loopholes. And they did the same thing with these auto insurance policies. There is a 14-day rule in Florida. Meg, do you know what I'm talking about with this 14-day rule? Have you ever heard about this?
I have not heard about this, so please.
Most people haven't. If you've been involved in an accident and you don't get treated or examined by a doctor within 14 days, you lose the coverage from your auto insurance policy for the cost of that medical care. And, you know, 14 days might sound like a long time, but believe me, it's November 1st. I don't know what happened to the month of October. It just flies by, especially after being involved in an auto accident. You may not have transportation for a few days. Getting the rental car takes a few days. All that stuff just slowly eats away at that time. Another thing we see with these auto accident cases is initially everything is your heart rate's up, adrenaline's up. You know, you're not sure, is this pain going to go away? Maybe I'll try and just wait it out and see if it goes away. But you're on a countdown timer, and the insurance companies don't care that you had to go to work or that you had to these other appointments to make or that you didn't have transportation. If you go outside of that 14-day window from the time of your accident before you get treated for it, they're no longer liable, and you are responsible for the cost of your injuries for your medical bills, which is terrible. I really hate having that conversation, but it's one of the questions when you call to make your appointment that we'll ask every time. When was your accident? Have you seen anybody?
Doctor, we have another text that came in, and it's back to our headaches conversation.
Okay.
And the question is that I have a headache that's on the right side of my head, and it kind of comes through up through the back of my neck. Now, is this something that could be taken care of by chiropractically, or is this something another matter? And he says, thank you for your advice.
There's a lot of different types of headaches, tension headaches, migraines. The one that this patient's describing sounds something like what's called a cervicogenic headache. Cervical spine is your neck. Sounds like it's coming from their neck and kind of radiating up towards the base of their skull. It is incredibly common. If you haven't seen a chiropractor, make sure and go talk to somebody about this. I'd want to know how frequently are they having this. Is this something that happens once a year, or is this happening weekly? And again, there's a lot of information that we'll be able to tell after the examination, right? We're going to check their ranges of motion. I'm going to ask them, are they getting any numbness or tingling or symptoms down their arm? That would be a good indicator to me that they're having some nerve root involvement as well. How did this headache start? Was there a traumatic injury? Were they involved in an auto accident? Did they have a fall? Did they, you know, is this something they're waking up with in the morning? We've got a few other questions as far as, you know, how to diagnose exactly what's causing this. But if you haven't tried chiropractic care for these headaches and all you're doing is taking medication every single time you're getting this, I would absolutely say reach out to your chiropractor. If you don't have one and you want my opinion, give me a call at 850-479-2700. Talk to Janet, talk to Desiree. They'll get you on our schedule, and I'll let you know what if I think chiropractic care can help your headache pain or not. Meg's giving me that sign that I'm running out of time. And I got to let you guys know, again, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan. I own the Neal Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road. We're right across the street from that Walmart on 9th and Creighton. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. If you haven't been to a chiropractor and want my opinion, give us a call. Go to nealclinic.com. You can schedule online there as well. Make sure to upload all the insurance information and demographic information, and we'll verify all your coverage and benefits before you even come in for your appointment. It really is that easy. Meg, I really appreciate you having me on again this morning. Always a pleasure to be up here in the studio at the Pensacola Expert Panel.
And it's a pleasure to see you too, Doctor. I may have to come in and see you this week about this little afternoon headache I keep getting.
Absolutely. And thank you guys all for texting in. If there were any of those that I didn't get to, I'll write those down and I'll talk about them next week. Thanks again so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You've been listening to Pep Talk with Dr. Ben McMillan and the Neal Clinic.